This is Painting on Glass, the Marcus Sozel podcast in English language. Listen to the stories and reflections of a singer-songwriter and author.
Hold on, take me back. Hold on, take me back. It's like painting on glass. Leave a note on your door. Tell me what you're looking for. It's like painting on glass.
And this is episode 88 of Painting on Glass. Just some kind of paperwork. And I'm your host. This is Marcus Sozel.
Leave another sign for me to find behind, so I might be able to find you. Show it with a trace of a smile and the love. This might be something.
First of all, welcome. You'd like to share the following 10 minutes with me? Oh, that's fine, and I appreciate that a lot, I can tell you. For today, I chose a song from my album Framed, which you can find on any of the major streaming and download platforms online. You bet. I have been working on my path for nearly 35 years by now, and if you wish, well, just be a part of it now. Let's go. This sounds a bit Asian, doesn't it? I can tell you that I have a lot of respect for my Asian colleagues, and I do love to write in that style from time to time. It soothes some main part inside of me, which is hard to describe. It really does. Paperwork is a form of art that has kept impressing me for quite a long time. It is the ability to make animals and wonderful shapes just by folding pieces of paper and arrange them in a more than just decorative way. It takes time, it takes patience, and it feels like it takes a lifetime to master it. Wow. And see, it is also so fragile because it only needs a bit of water to destroy what has taken quite a while to create. In a wink of an eye, it can be gone or taken to a shabby state of mind. It's just a matter of rain, you know?
You may walk many a shiny road, you'll be laughing. You'll get hurt, but someday that may all be gone, 'cause it's just paperwork. 'Cause it's just paperwork.
Right then, there we can find a connection to life itself, which is also fragile, though it did not seem so just days before. Things are happening the way they do. And there is nothing in the world to prevent them from doing so. That's the first step right into this song.
All your dreams that you kept yourself, they go by, must go by. In the end, this is what it seems, all is just paper words.
And some of your dearest dreams may vanish in just a short period of time because of incidents that took place in unexpected ways. You do change, and those dreams do leave, same as every day is bound to leave if the next morning wants to arise. There's wisdom in being capable of accepting these changes, because they are important and they do happen, no matter if you want them to happen or not. They simply do. Life is a wonderful celebration of all we love to do and all that we can be. Yes, it is. Sky is the limit, and only sometimes we have to agree that it would be better to wait for a moment more suitable, a moment that is bound to come soon. I've always told my audience to live up to all their dreams and cling to the loves they found, no matter what it would cost them, what scars would be left behind. You just never know. But give the light of day the chance to fill up your soul and your heart, because we all are just like paperwork, and another rain is about to come soon. We are fragile, or hearts are, but the same way they are strong and capable of having the elegance of a fine creation, which is unique. Every one of you is unique, and that is the greatest gift of all. Yes.
Take your time. There is no need to rush. Take your time, take your time. We are travelers, on your steps may fade, just like paper words, just like paper words.
Some steps into the song you listen to in between all the words. I hope next time you spot a folded object, you may have the thought of your own on that topic. It's all about trusting and accepting. It's all about the intensity of love in this word. The way I put it into a work of art, and the way I live it in every day of my life, though it all may be fragile to a certain degree, of course. If there's something I'd like to wish for you, that is what I would like to wish for you. I really do.
You may walk many a shiny road, you'll be laughing and you'll get hurt. But someday that may all be gone, 'cause it's just paper words, 'cause it's just paper words.
And finally, let me remind you to subscribe in case you've enjoyed being with me today. Thank you so much. And if you did, just spread a word about this podcast. Please leave a rating or review, because it'll help others to find this show.
Let the sun shine on through. It's all you need to do. When painting on lay down what you hope to find. all the things you left behind. That's painting on love.
We'll meet here in a few episodes to come, if you want to. Oh, that's great. That's wonderful.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude. Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude. Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.
Hallo, ich bin Christiane Beer, Führungskräftecoachin und Organisationsberaterin. Alle zwei Wochen habe ich in meinem Podcast Führungsgefühle Führungsmenschen zu Gast. Getreu dem Motto, Führungskräfte sind auch nur Menschen, spreche ich dabei mit meinen Gästinnen über deren Führungsarbeit und wie es ihnen im Arbeitsalltag damit geht.
Ist dann immer auch gepaart mit persönlichen Verletzungen.
Wir sprechen dann über ihr ganz persönliches Glück und Leid, Frust, Stolz, Sehnsüchte, Leidenschaften als Führungskraft, von Führungsgefühlen eben. Und wir sprechen darüber, wie sie damit umgehen.
Das ist tatsächlich etwas, was mich vom Bild her die Wellen surfen lässt.
Führungsgefühle, der Führungspodcast mit dem Blick auf ganze Menschen. Überall, wo es Podcasts gibt.